You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good. I make this look good.
We're gonna play a game called Shut Up Unless You're Me.
Everybody on? Good.
Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
This is the Briefcase Podcast.
Today we open up the case on what the fuck. That's right. This is an explicit podcast that explicitly self-improvement, self-help, and we're just doing our best here to make you more in tune with yourself. Now today's episode is going to be fully on meditation and how we go about meditating and getting ourselves into the proper meditative state, okay? Because as most of us might think, we walk the earth on our own free will. But the truth of the matter is, we're all meditating. We're all in some crazy lab with extension cords attached to the back of our neck. And this is a simulation, folks. Welcome to the briefcase. And today I was going to actually talk about... Yeah, I don't know. I never really have an idea anymore. I just start doing it, and things run amok. All right, so you get 15 to 17 minutes, and it's not my fault that you click play. All right, I didn't ask you to. I didn't tell you to. So if you click play on this podcast and you're upset about it, save that for your congressman or your grandma. I mean, what else are you going to talk to your grandma about? Right? You tell her what a podcast is, she's going to be like, I don't know both of those words. Is this some sort of a fishing thing, a podcast? Is this a proper way to cast some sort of a pod type of lure? I don't know. I am unaware. I am a grandmother. Now, as I said, I just wanted to get some minutes out there for you guys because I did a free episode for Patreon at patreon.com/podculture. $3 memberships, guys. It is nothing. You know, $3 is nothing. It just keeps me doing this type of thing. You want extra episodes, you'll get them from time to time. But the reality is, you're doing it for this episode right here. So show your support there because I know you love it. And you know, I'm realizing now, most of my time spent doing this podcast or doing episodes for this podcast is simply when I have ran out of other places to, other things to do, I guess. This is the last thing on the list where I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll do a briefcase episode because it matters. And even the production of this, you know, even the production of this show is so lowbrow at this point. Like, I'm not even trying. And my not trying is still better than somebody who has spent nothing but hours upon hours trying to create a studio or whatever the fuck. Because the difference between what I'm doing and what everybody else has done or continues to do is I'm not doing this because I want you to listen. In fact, I still don't. I don't know why you would. Too many people listen to these last several episodes, and all I can think is you're just bored. How bored can you be where I'm entertaining you? Because even if you dislike something, like I'm not a big fan of shitty horror movies. And the best way to enjoy a horror movie is to pretend that it's sort of real. And my issue is when as soon as I find that one thing that just makes me accept that it is only a film, I make fun of it. I trash it. I talk shit about it the whole time. And I realize that that's not fun for everyone. What's up, everybody? I'm Patty Broken Skull.
I'm Trey Peacock.
And we are from the Weird Life Podcast. And you're listening to a podcast right now that's probably how you heard this.
Something like that.
Now, our podcast is aimed at looking at the weird things in life and just having a strange conversation with two guys. We look at crazy videos.
We talk about the universe.
We play Grand Theft Auto.
And we talk about comedy.
That's right. We're just two guys trying to make each other laugh. And the goal is, we want you to laugh as well, but the truth is, we're going to have a good time on every episode because, hey, life is weird.
Yeah, it's a weird one, man.
So find us wherever you're listening to podcasts. Simply search Weird Life. We're also on TikTok and YouTube.
I got a curly mustache from my jeans and he's got a red beard.
That's right. Weird Life Podcast, wherever you find podcasts. But it is fun for me and it makes the movie more enjoyable. It might make me rewatch the film. For instance, there's a scene, not even a scene, but essentially the whole film. I think it's Scream 3. And Courtney Cox has just the worst haircut of all time. It looks like she did her bangs by herself. It almost looks as if Wes Craven and the producers of Scream said, "Hey, Courtney, you got to look disheveled. You got to look like time has passed and you've just kind of given up and you started cutting your own hair." Okay? That's what it's got to look like. Because truth is, it's just horrendous. And once I saw this, I was making fun of it the whole time. And in my own head, I'm thinking that made the movie that much better. You know, probably not for everybody, but for me. And do I do this every time? No. But I noticed that when I do that, it makes any kind of false reality or belief that I have in the film taking place, nothing. It makes it zero. I'm like, oh, yeah. There's no way that you couldn't outrun Leatherface. Or what, you know, just weird scenarios. Like, how come everybody in a horror movie runs upstairs? And I know these are basic premises, but I can't help but to wonder. It's like, it's a constant thing. Why is your idea of getting away from any bad guy to go upstairs? And then we're supposed to act surprised when she jumps out of a window and breaks her ankle? Like, you set it up perfect. You did that to you. Now, believe me, I have no idea why we're talking about horror movies. I guess it's because nothing matters. None of this matters. You know, the whole thing does not matter. And if you came here thinking that it does, well, oh boy. How confused you must feel. How confused. But again, I will say that I do. I've gotten some positive things throughout my day podcasting. People have enjoyed what I've done, and they've told me so. The only thing is I'm waiting for that one day where I get an email from somebody telling me that my podcast somehow saved their life. That's what I do this for, folks. That's what I look forward to the most. Okay, that's why this is a self-help podcast, self-improvement. All right, the briefcase is going to make you a better person. The briefcase is going to change you. It will. It actually will change you. And chances are it's going to change you from, you know, the average person who might listen to a podcast and dislike it and move on with their day to a person who's willing to pay $3 to let me know how you feel. So again, it's changing lives for sure. But we're having fun here. We have fun at the briefcase. We're just laid back. It is a vacation. It is the recess of the mind. And we talk random topics, man, whenever I can. It's whenever I really feel like it. You know, so you guys are lucky you're even getting this episode because I just don't, you know, what am I supposed to say here? Hey, I listened to this podcast the other day that I thought really sucked. The guy who was the host seemed like a nerd. Bad music, bad transit. Like, what am I, you know what I mean? You get it. Those of you who get it, right? That's not what we do here. It's just a guy losing his mind. Saying things into a microphone, putting it out there on the internet. What more do you want?
Today's episode is brought to you by the Garbage Man.
Today's episode is brought to you by your local Garbage Man. Do you throw trash away at a consistent rate that's kind of beyond the idea of even possibly recycling? Well, guess what? That's what our local trash men are here for. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money and effort. You can simply throw your trash into the street and we'll come pick it up and you'll never know our names, see our faces, or really appreciate us as human beings. But that's fine. We're just trash men, right? We don't make but $50,000 a year. But we're going to sponsor a podcast because apparently we just don't reach the public as much as need be. And our bosses are angry. Hank is upset. Hank, tell them how you feel.
Yeah, so come down to our office and donate to your local trash men because we're also run by the Illuminati. And you know what you don't know. So come donate to us so that we can keep this ball rolling.
That's right. You thought we were ran by the mafia, but we're actually ran by the Illuminati. These are the big wigs that you don't see. They all wear suits, and we wear trash man clothing, like onesies.
Yeah, really. How else do you think we make all of your garbage and caca disappear?
That's right. Large, large fires. And you know what else goes in large fires? Marshmallows. All right, I'm not your show pony. I'm not going to sing and dance. I might sing and dance a little bit, but for my own joy, for my own pleasure, because I like it that much, not for you. You'll never see it. But I am putting my foot in other things these days instead of simply podcasting, outside of just podcasting. Even though podcasting is the main, and we're adding more to that as we go, there's just other things I'm doing now that I actually find more energy to do. I'm like, hell yeah, dude, I actually look forward to doing this, see what I can do, what comes out of the other end, and how is it going to be better, and something that I enjoy. And it's still vocals, guys. All right? So those of you that came over here and heard me on a podcast where I had to defend my own shitty music from years ago, I did say that I was a vocalist, and I've been a vocalist since I was 16. So, you know, I'm not Bret Michaels by any means, but I'll still throw it down. I'm fearless in that sense. I'll do some growling and screaming because I enjoy it. And I've been putting it out there. I've been putting it on the Instagram, letting the people know. Even though I'm not a big fan of covers, it feels like when it comes to metal vocals, it's really the only route that I can take. And the fun part is I only need a minute. You know, I don't have to do the entire song or get everything perfect. I just need one solid part and I'm good. And then I also spend time making the videos. Like, people want to talk shit about my podcast or whatever the fuck I'm doing, but they don't understand how much time it takes and how much effort is actually put into it, which is fine. I don't expect you to, but just know that you're thrashing something that does take a lot of time. So even though it might not be up to your standards, it's got to be good enough to mine because I'm putting in the fucking work. Sacrifices, folks.
It wouldn't matter to me if you did do violence on somebody. I ain't scared of shit.